Word of mouth.
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 This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, a real-world breakthrough that sounds more Harry Potter than science. MIT researchers inch one step closer to smart sand, which can shape itself into objects far more useful than a sandcastle. And a report from PAX East, a growing video game convention that rivals the geeky spectacle of Comic-Con. We'll hear about the upsurge of interest in indie game developers funded by Kickstarter. But we began with new concerns over the prolific use of antibiotics and their connection to the obesity epidemic. New research from New York University indicates that overprescription of antibiotics could harm communities of bacteria that keep digestive systems healthy and help the body fight fat. The findings present an environmental factor that has not yet been looked at, so we decided to find out more for our continuing series, Shifting the Balance. On the line is Jessica Hamzalou, who wrote about the possible connection between antibiotics and obesity for New Scientist magazine. Jessica, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi.
Well, we've previously heard about the promiscuous use of antibiotics possibly leading to the development of superbugs or harming bacterial flora. So what's the new tick here?
As you said, disruptions in gut flora, which can be caused by antibiotic use, has already been linked to asthma and allergies, eczema, irritable bowel disease, and even things like Parkinson's disease. Now researchers think it might be linked to the rise in obesity as well.
So you wrote about this NYU team led by Martin Blaser. How did they investigate whether overuse of antibiotics could play a part in rising obesity?
Well, Blaser's group, in their study, they gave penicillin, which is a commonly used antibiotic that probably most people will have heard of. They gave that antibiotic to mice to see what would happen to them. And they found that mice who were fed penicillin ended up 10 to 15% larger than mice that weren't given any antibiotics at all. And they were twice as fat as well, which suggests that altering the gut flora with penicillin does seem to have an effect on weight gain.
So twice as fat as drug-free mice. So what exactly was changing in the gut flora of these mice?
At this stage, all they can say is the levels of different type of bacteria seem to have changed. They haven't pinned down exactly which species are to blame, but so far they've found that one species called Lactobacillus, which is generally known as a good bacteria, it's the one you often find in probiotics, and it's linked to lower risk of cancer, that one was decreased in the mice that had been given the antibiotic.
The researchers then devised another test using so-called germ-free mice. Tell us about that experiment.
Well, we're all covered in bacteria. We pick up our first bacteria when we're born. But to find out whether the gut bacteria is really causing obesity in these mice, they bred mice in sterile environments, so they had no bacteria on them at all. And when these mice were given the gut bacteria taken from a mouse that had been fed antibiotics, they were much larger than mice that had been given the gut bacteria from a normal healthy mouse. They were about a third larger.
So they were pretty much isolating the gut bacteria as the source for weight gain. Is the connection clear? Is that something that they can say is proven now?
Well, we can say in these mice it seems to be clear, but whether or not it is for humans is a different matter. But there is one study in humans that seems to suggest it might be the case for us too, and that was a study in children. In a group in Copenhagen in Denmark looked at 28,000 babies, and those that were given antibiotics in the first 6 months of their life were more likely to be overweight when they were 7 years old, regardless of their mother's weight. And that adds more weight to the theory that our gut bacteria seems to be important and messing with them with antibiotics can lead to weight gain.
Now, these mice certainly were given an overdose of antibiotics. How about the children in Copenhagen? Are they getting a sort of normal amount that children get throughout their lives for various infections?
Yeah, these were just normal children. A lot of children tend to be given antibiotics when they have things like ear infections or a fever. If they come to hospital, they're automatically given antibiotics. So they just followed normal children. They didn't give them 30 weeks of antibiotics like the mice.
I'm wondering if children in Copenhagen are likely to receive fewer antibiotics than here in the States, where for a long time there's been complaints about the prolific use of antibiotics.
I think you could argue that antibiotics are overused in a lot of Western countries. A lot of the time when children come to hospitals with infections, the cause could be a virus. And in that case, giving antibiotics isn't going to do anything at all. But when you're in that situation, when you've got a sick child, you know, it's difficult to say you can't treat it. You want to help out. So I think the thing to do here is really work on better diagnosing what the problem is so you don't have to use antibiotics for any old thing when it might not even be useful.
We were quite interested in the sidebar of your article, which described the work of a team in Oklahoma. This team was trying to compare the gut bacteria of ancient humans to present-day people. Can you tell us about it?
So this was Cecil Lewis and his colleagues, and they collected ancient poo from mummies, from the intestines of mummies and from outside caves that humans had lived in. And they looked at the DNA of bacteria in those samples to see if they could piece together what the gut flora of ancient humans looked like. And they compared those with rural African children and also primates like gorillas and chimps and modern-day Western gut flora. And they found that our ancestors seemed to have a completely different bacteria to us, and it seemed to be similar to those of the primate and the children living in rural Africa who were less exposed to antibiotics. And it suggests that our gut floras have been changing over the years, and maybe for good.
Maybe for good, you say. So that natural flora wasn't necessarily a good thing.
I mean, it's hard to say exactly what role that flora was having in those ancient people, but our gut flora is important in so many things, from digestion to immune function. And there's a link between the brain and the gut as well, so it could possibly be important for our mood. It's tricky territory because we still don't really know. There's so many bacteria down there. We still don't really know what's doing what, but we can say that it's changed. We can say that some bugs that we had in our guts thousands of years ago don't seem to be there now, but we don't know. We don't know what effects that might be having.
So are researchers suggesting that we might try and repopulate our guts with bacteria to keep obesity at bay, you know, using things like probiotics, for example?
That's one theory. I mean, it's already being used for some cases when people have infections and disrupted gut bacteria. They can have fecal transplants where they actually take bacteria from somebody else's feces, somebody else's poo, and put it in their gut to kind of repopulate their own guts with somebody else's healthy bacteria. And that does seem to work for some people. I mean, it's early days, but if we can look to see what our ancestors' gut bacteria was like, maybe we could try and undo some of the damage that we've done by antibiotic use.
Well, it's a fascinating territory. Jessica Hamsalu, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Jessica Hamsalu, writer for New Scientist magazine. For a link to her article, Medicine That Makes You Fat, go to wordofmouthradio.org. And coming up, rising from the ashes, an artist incorporates fire into his process of recreation and ruin. We'll hear more when Word of Mouth continues on NHPR.